Track 15.
Bigger, faster, better? It took 9 years, 40,000 workers, and 192,000 tons of steel to build the new Panama Canal, which was opened in 2016. The Panamax locks, used for the passage of ships between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, have increased vessel capacity from 5,000 to 13,000 standard containers. The canal dimensions, such as the depth, which is now about 18 meters, have also greatly increased. This has doubled the capacity of the canal, and bigger ships can now save time because they need no longer use the route around South America. This trend towards bigger and faster is growing. An example of this is the Pegasus-class ships, built in South Korea, which can carry up to 19,437 standard containers. These ships are almost 400 meters long, 59 meters wide, and have a draft of 16 meters. But it is not only ships that are becoming bigger and faster. Massive lorries are used for the door-to-door transport of goods over land. For example, a heavy goods vehicle, HGV, weighs up to 40 tons and has a maximum length of 18.75 meters. Some EU countries use long heavy vehicles, LHV, so-called gigaliners, with a total length of about 25 meters and a gross loaded weight of 60 tons. Planes, too, are becoming super transporters. For example, the A300 Beluga cargo plane can carry a payload of 40 tons. With a top speed of 750 kilometers per hour, it is nearly twice as fast as earlier types of cargo plane. What is behind this trend toward bigger cargo sizes and faster transport times? The answer is the globalization of markets and the rise in demand for more goods to be moved within and between countries as cheaply and quickly as possible. The positive effect of transporting more goods per journey is lower transport costs for each item. In addition, goods can be moved across the planet from where they are produced to where they are sold using many types of transport in a short time period. However, the cost of transporting goods is not only measured in time and money. As delivery volumes grow, the demand for fuel increases, and so too do problems for society and the environment. One result of using huge lorries is serious road damage. A single 40-ton lorry causes as much wear to a road surface as 60,000 cars. The lorries also need a greater stopping distance because of their weight. This can lead to serious accidents. On the oceans, cheap mixtures of bunker crude oil and recycled industrial oil are used to fuel ships, and these create toxic emissions. For instance, just 16 of the world's largest ships produce as much sulfur pollution as all of the world's cars. Moreover, big engines make a lot of noise, which disturbs people and wildlife. The question is, does bigger and faster really mean better?